So Oliver, we said, okay, you have the same situation, but now the patient's 80 years old. Now maybe you can talk a little bit again how you approach the younger patient with symptomatic disease and then the 80-year-old. The audience now is swinging much more towards abiraterone.
Yeah, and me too. I actually probably use abiraterone in the younger patient as well. And it's not that we necessarily have better outcomes. There's a Stampede subset analysis that makes the OS look the same. So the survival looks the same for either one. And from my perspective, you have this febrile neutropenia, and you also have some pretty substantial morbidity. But I think the real reason I do it is Kim Chi's paper, which really showed an improvement in quality of life in the Latitude study, as opposed to the change in charted, which Alicia Morgan's reported. And I was more impressed with the Kim Chi data out of Latitude. So I think quality of life-wise, I think you're going to do a little bit better with abiraterone.
When we asked what the faculty said about these two questions, there's a little bit of a difference about how people approach it. A lot of people feel reassurance when they see that there's a spectrum of what investigators do because maybe there's not a clear-cut answer, and that can translate into clinical practice. It's interesting, Matt. We actually asked you all, we said a patient like this has seen another doc who's recommended, maybe they saw you, Matt, docetaxel and abiraterone. Now they're coming to you. Would you say that's a good idea? Would you say that's a bad idea? Would you say that's an okay idea? But it's not what I would do. And you can see that a couple of people, including
Well, I didn't disagree with myself. The difference here is
curious about
I
that.
Think
Why?
What you're proposing is concurrent therapy, which I would
Oh,
not
you're talking
recommend.
About sequential.
I talked about sequential.
So you all right, okay. All right. Well, that's an important point. So it's kind of abiraterone maintenance you're talking about then, right?
That's
Call
good.
It what you want, but I guess what I'd
Okay.
say is I like abiraterone as part of metastatic hormone-sensitive disease, and I was just adding the wrinkle to Emmanuel's comment, which is I say the consideration is whether you would, in certain patients, begin with 6 months of docetaxel.
Interesting. So, Cora, one of the answers that some of the audience have given, and we see this every time we ask these kinds of questions, is that I'm going to start ADT and see how the patient does. And then if they, quote, don't respond as well as I want them to, then I'll add something in. Is that something you ever do?
That's something we did in the past, and it's not something that we do now any longer. I think it may be something you could do if someone is a really sick 80-year-old and you're afraid to add too many things. It depends upon their comorbidities and how many other medications they're taking. But as an idea, I think from the data that we have now, the combination either with docetaxel or with abiraterone is a much better choice in terms of long-term survival and adding years onto their life if they can take one of those therapies.